Bristol Bay Online is a website created by the Bristol Bay Native Corporation to preserve the native place names of Southwest Alaska. The website has been in the beta testing stage for years, but this spring it went live. All 19 Alaska Native languages are considered endangered. The Southwest Alaska languages have more speakers than others, but linguists say the site is an important step toward ensuring they stay alive. KDLG's Daisha Eaton has the story.
The Bristol Bay region is home to three cultures, and that's the Yupik, the Aleutic, and the Dena'ina.
That's Francisca Demoski, a natural resource specialist with the Bristol Bay Native Corporation. In 2004, Demoski began collecting and recording native place names and developing a website called Bristol Bay Online.
The project uses a combination of internet and geographic information system technology. GIS is a method of graphically illustrating large data sets through digital map images and data tables. So internet viewers will be able to view these maps with the native place names on them.
Misha Alana is a GIS specialist with Bristol Industries. He helped design the GIS maps on the site.
Well, when the user gets to the homepage, there'll be a button to launch. So once they zoom into an area and see something of interest in the region, they should just click on that dot to see what it is.
Okay, so what's the pink and what's the dark?
I think you click on a dot and let's see what happens.
Molly Chithluk is a Yupik elder who's been working to keep her Alaska Native language alive for years. Chithluk and I take a look at Bristol Bay Online in her office, where she works as Director of Natural Resources for the Bristol Bay Native Association.
If you just wave your cursor over the dots, it'll bring them up.
As she clicks around on the site, Chithluk picks out Lake Aleknagik on the outskirts of Dillingham, her hometown.
I'm from Aleknagik. The way we pronounce it is Aleknagik, and the root word for this term means a wrong way. And I think it's because of the two rivers, the Wood River and the Nooshigak, and people that weren't familiar may have taken the Wood River instead of the Nooshigak and vice versa, and ended up at Aleknagik.
And so they said, oh, if you end up here, it's the wrong way.
It's the wrong way, yeah.
What about Dillingham? Can you try clicking on Dillingham and see if it says the original name?
Here's Dillingham.
Let's try it. What's the native name? Can you pronounce it for Dillingham?
People call it Choyung. And the reason why people gave it that term is because right there where the Wood River and the Nooshigak meet down here below Dillingham is where it really turns and gets really muddy. And that's what the root word for Choyung refers to, is the churning and the mud in the bay here.
Chithluk is a walking, talking version of Bristol Bay Online. Preserving Yupik language, place names or otherwise, is important to her because it links her to her culture.
I'm bilingual. I speak Yupik. Even though English is my second language, I prefer my native language because I'm able to express myself better.
The website is trying to take the wisdom of people like her and preserve it for future generations. Gary Holton is an associate professor of linguistics in the Alaska Native Language Center at the University of Alaska Fairbanks. The situation for all 19 Alaska Native languages, Holton says they're all endangered.
Endangered means there is significant threat of the language ceasing to have any native speakers within the next generation.
And the descriptive phrases used in place names, Holton says, are key to keeping a language alive.
When we talk about language shift, it's not the phrases like, what are we going to eat, or where are you going, that disappear first. It's the most esoteric knowledge that disappears first. Things like locations of places. These are the things that will be irretrievable.
The people who started Bristol Bay Online say they hope it will become a resource for native language teachers and the next generation of speakers. Professor Holton with UAF says the database behind Bristol Bay Online is one step towards saving Alaska's endangered languages and perhaps the eventual recognition of native place names.
Yeah, I can envision a day where Alaska is more like Hawaii in the sense of having a greater awareness of native language and native place names. Now we see things like the Dena'ina Center. So we could envision a day where you fly into Dillingham and the airport name is not only in English, but also in Yupik.
Chaitlik says that would be music to her ears.
In Joryung, Jo.
Jo, it's more J, huh?
Yeah, Jo.
In Joryung.
Mm-hmm. Right there.
I'm Daisha Eaton.
Uh-huh. Yeah.